Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to have some fun, gentlemen. 877-881-1053. Do you think these ratings lined up with where you think your favorite players are for this Dallas Cowboys team? Listen, it's soul focused Dallas Cowboys whenever we get to the NFL season. Tunnel vision, baby. Cowboys are all that matters. None of the other teams matter. I mean, your fantasy football team might, but we focus on the Cowboys because that's what matters the most. Then we pay attention to the other things that are going on in the league. Right here in DFW, though, we could really give a crap about everybody else. It's all about our teams. All right, so guys, we start things off with the Madden ratings that are official. All right, the Madden ratings are official, and I'm excited about this. Colby, I know you don't love Madden that much.
Right.
But I always get excited because I feel like this is a good place for these players to look at themselves and say, hold on, screw that, I'm better than that, and then go out there and show everybody that they're better than that. Not just for one game, not for two games, not three, not the whole season. They got to do it the entire season is what I'm hoping for them to do.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm hoping that they can get accomplished. Now, we did see a video that had the rookies seeing their ratings for the first time. And this video was pretty interesting because Baker Mayfield seeing his speed. Some of these other rookies are starting to see like what the Madden guys think they actually are. And this is what it sounded like with these guys.
Who did this?
It's a little low, don't you think? Who made that? Who made that up?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You see that? 85, 86 right there. Rookie.
I've technically never dropped a pass, so it should be 100.
Like, I want to say 90, but I feel like there are only like two guys above 90 in the league.
101. I'm 97, 96. I'm up there. I'm up there.
I already know that rating's bad. I already know it is.
The stiff arm is as stiff as possible. Should at least be 95 or higher.
Did you guys watch me before y'all did the ratings or no?
23 catch?
A 70 speed, let's go.
I got one better than Jared Goff. So he's a 77. I was 78. Ha.
Oh, that's not too bad.
What did Baker put? What did Sam gone through yet? What did the other quarterbacks put?
I can catch better than all my receivers at Oklahoma. Now I have some better ones.
What was Baker's speed?
Speed, though, they gave me a couple on that one.
I ran a faster 40 than him. Come on, guys.
That's what I'm talking about. 50?
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't do it at SC.
You gotta go watch the film. The stiff arm is stiff.
No, I'm not way off. You guys are way off.
Probably don't play Madden.
Kidding. Guys, it's a joke. You get to burn me, I get to burn you.
72 catching? That's disrespectful.
I'll take it. I'm not going to complain about the speed.
So I'm Sam Darnold.
Saquon Barkley.
I'm Baker Mayfield. This is what I think my Madden rating should be.
That's got to be the biggest kick to the junk for these guys. I mean, they're already rookies coming into the league where all the veterans are going to be, you know, messing with them and screwing around with them and everything. But seeing their Madden rating and how low it actually is compared to what they think of themselves, got to be a huge kick to the junk.
Yeah, and I know that, like, you didn't hear their names, who they were when they were talking, but I think there was one person that was super easy to pick out, and I did this when I was watching, and it's Baker Mayfield. And he's the one that made the smug comment about, yeah, I don't even play Madden. Oh, I'm not just kidding. I get to burn you. You get to burn me. He just sounds like a dude you want to punch.
Yeah.
Dude, God.
Dude, trust me. I understand that. Being an OU fan.
He talked about how bad his OU receivers were, that he could catch better than they could. Jeez, man.
Watching him, seeing how everything about him, it was frustrating because I like to root for guys that I feel like, you know, kind of are like me a little bit, you know? That guy right there has all the qualities that I hate in the guy in the Revenge of the Nerds movie. You know, he's the guy in Revenge of the Nerds that's trying to beat up on the nerds.
Right.
He's the guy that you hate from every 80s movie. But then he walks out onto the football field and commands it. And so he does a great job at it. And that's just, if you're a Browns fan, you got to love that about him right now. All right, so Let's see if we can work through the Cowboys ratings. The biggest surprise for me, very biggest surprise for me, Dan Bailey is rated an 80 in Madden.
As a kicker?
As a kicker.
How much of that has to do with the way that his season ended?
Oh, hold on. 877-881-1053. Do you think that Dan Bailey is going to come back and have as bad of a season as he had last year? He was injured most of the year, man. They can't look at it and say the dude's never injured.
Oh, no, it was a hammy, wasn't it?
I think it was a
groin, maybe?
Yeah, it was groin. And so he's never had a problem like this. This is Mr. Automatic.
Yeah, it's hard to kick without a groin.
This
look
is
it
Legatron.
Up.
Yeah, you can't go out there without a groin and kick. What, you don't like Legatron?
I think that's somebody else's name.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, that was Zerline and St. Louis.
Whatever, man. Anyway, the dude's amazing, and he shouldn't be an 80. All right, so that was my biggest surprise. The other surprise for me was that David Irving is in the top 10 for the Dallas Cowboys. Is that a surprise to you guys? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, he's in the top 8 for the Cowboys.
Huh. Is he number 8?
He's number 8.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the top. Well,
what's his rating?
He and Dak have the same rating.
He's like an 82?
He has an 82.
Okay.
He and Dak both have an 82.
See, that's not super surprising to me because I understand that we didn't see him for the entire year, but I mean, we've talked about it on the station. When David Irving is on the field, he's an absolute monster.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just in bursts, one of the best D tackles in the league. Just his frame and his ability to bum rush the quarterback, his ability to get through the line and take up multiple blockers. Like that is a guy when you put him with DeMarcus Lawrence last year, that was scary to any offensive line, any quarterback. Like you have to game plan specifically for how you're going to stop him and DeMarcus Lawrence. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Go ahead.
The only thing that when I see these ratings, because you see one of your favorite players get like a 78
mm-hmm.
or a 77 or something along that line.
Does it make you realize that your player might not be looked at by the rest of the country is the way you look at him? Is that what you're...
It just makes me realize that EA Sports is stupid.
Well, one of your other top 8 players is your punter. All right, so this is the other thing. This is one of the other things I wanted to kind of get to. We look and we focus on this club. We focus on this football team so much. Sometimes we do have blinders. And David Irving and Dak Prescott are both 82s. What's the big thing about both of them? Really high-end potential talent. Have we seen it all? And are there a lot of questions still? With David Irving, there's a ton of questions, even though we see the talents there. I mean, remember that Tampa Bay game? You put him in, he was a closer in the fourth quarter. With Dak Prescott, we saw it year one. We saw it for most of last year. And then he went without his offensive tackle, probably the best player on your team. And then he also went without his running back for 6 games. And everybody's like, oh, he's a crap quarterback. He's not any good. He can't throw to his receiver.
And the other side of that, and before the Fantex lights up, it's like, well, other quarterbacks have been able to do that without their guys. Remember that Jason Garrett did absolutely nothing, or the coaching staff did absolutely nothing, to run in and help the now substitute player in that area in order to make that a better game plan. Other coaches do that. Just wanted to point that out before that text comes in.
I am curious, Corey, you brought up the Dak Prescott, David Irving. Their ratings are the same. And obviously this is the first Madden rating before we've seen anything in training camp, before we've seen anything in preseason, before we've seen any games. When we're sitting at week 6 or week 8 of this season, each week they're going to update those ratings. Which player has gone up more in ratings?
I think Hearns. I think Hearns will go up the
most. I was specifically looking at Irving or Dak.
Oh,
I feel like
out of those two, I think Dak.
When
Dak
I look
will.
At the way that they're rated, I think Dak is rated very, very low for what he potentially could be. And I think they put David Irving very, very high based on kind of what we've seen when he's been on the field and when he's been at his best.
And we're also dealing with a suspension too. So that's going to be that problem too, to see, you know, where he ends up on this thing. They got Cheeto in the top 10. So Cheeto's one of your top 10 best players at cornerback at an 81. All the rest of your cornerbacks are below an 81. Which I think Byron Jones is an 80. I think Jordan Lewis is 79. So they're all kind of lumped together in that mix of what are they? That's always a question, right? This team, we look at this team, I think they're dead on. We don't quite know because they're two of them are going into their second year. We saw what happened to Anthony Brown in his second year. He kind of disappeared on the field.
Right.
Will Jordan Lewis and Cheeto take that next step? I believe so. I think they will. Will Byron Jones be able to make that conversion back to cornerback? I think he can. I think he's going to be a really tough guy to beat too because he's the biggest. He's not quite the most physical because Cheeto's the most physical guy on the field, but that dude Byron Jones can cover. Now, the other thing is your top four consist of three offensive linemen. Now, we know that about this team. This team is completely offensive line oriented. The next guy, the fifth guy down, you're running back. That's what this team is. It's a run first offense. And we should take some pride in that. Go kick everybody's ass. Run the football. Run it down their throat. And when Dak needs to throw, make sure we hit the guys. Make sure we get the open guys. The one big concern that you see is you go through that top 10, and then you get to the second page before you get to your wide receivers. And that's where this team has a huge question mark. What are their wide receivers? Cole Beasley's an 81. Allen Hurns is an 81. Tavon Austin's listed as a H-back. Terrence Williams is a 79. So I know those numbers are just numbers right now.
Uh-huh.
But are there guys that are going to go up? Are there guys that are going to go down? Are a single one of those guys going to be in the 90s at all by the end of this year?
I don't know that you need that. Like, I mean, you talked about it. The way this team is set up for your running game to be the dominant factor. And the running game is going to allow these wide receivers who are not looked at as top-tier receivers to do what they can do best, and that's get open in one-on-one coverage and let Dak Prescott throw him the ball. You don't have to have the standout. It would be great if you had that guy, the 95-rated receiver or whatever, but that's not the way this team is set up, and I feel like this year they're absolutely owning that identity. There is no question of what the Cowboys are going to try to do on offense this season. You know for a fact it's going to be run, 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 and these guys are going to have to get open, but they're not going to be quite as pressed. You're not going to have double coverage. You're not going to have, you know, guys who are really being pushed on the outside because everything's going to run through Zeke and the box is going to be stacked. And because of that, it's going to make those wide receivers look that much better.
What is Gallup's rating? Do you have that over there?
Gallup's a 71.
That's going to be your one that's going to raise up.
I'm sorry, he's a 73. You think so?
Yes. And the main reason is because of watching the game film, watching what he does, and watching his route running, and watching his ability to get football and take off with football. And also, the thing that you didn't see with other wide receivers on this Dallas Cowboys team is that he has the ability to get open.
Mm-hmm. He separates,
yes,
very easily, inside, outside. He grabs the ball out of the sky. He does all these things. Now, the comparison that kept hitting in my mind whenever I was watching him play was Michael Thomas, the wide receiver for the Saints.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And then I read a number of scouts that said he is a poor man's Michael Thomas.
Okay.
He's a younger Michael Thomas. He's this, and I understood immediately why Jeff Kavanaugh liked him so much, because if he's a Michael Thomas type of guy, that's a top five receiver in the league right now. Michael Thomas is one of the best receivers. I mean, he has a great quarterback running along with him, but they're a dangerous duo because Michael Thomas goes and grabs everything, and he's not the biggest, he's not the strongest, he's not the fastest, but he does all these little things so well, and if we can get Michael Gallup to become that kind of receiver, we got a steal in the draft.
And how long did it take Michael Thomas to develop into
that
a top
year.
Receiver?
Well, the second year he turned into it, but that first year he was already on pace.
And that's the thing that I like about Gallup. He has all of those pieces already, and those aren't things that he's going to have to really, you know, grow in a ton to become a, you know, number one type guy on a team. Maybe not the best receiver in the league, but a guy that you can rely on as a number one receiver. He has all the qualities. Just get him into the offense, put him in a situation where it's going to work, and I feel like this is because he's not going to be double covered a ton, and you're going to see this guy go. And by the end of this year, I mean, I talked about it right after he was drafted. I know Allen Hurns was brought in to kind of be your guy. Mm-hmm. Michael Gallup's going to take that pressure off very quickly, and I would not be surprised if by the end of the year he's not leading this team in receiving yards and potentially even catches.
Man, what happened? So Brandon Cooks eventually was shipped out because Michael Thomas took over. Would Would the Cowboys ship out one of their guys, maybe a Terrence Williams, because
Michael Gallup is now taken over. I mean, I don't know that I'd compare Terrence Williams to Brandon Cooks. Like, that, you got a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks.
He didn't have Drew Brees, all right? So I understand what you're saying there.
Are you taking shots at Dak now?
No, I was taking shots at Tony. But don't worry about that, because the one last thing that I did notice is you take David Irving, he's an 82. I think you got DeMarcus Lawrence at, like, 91. After that, it's hard to find a defensive lineman on this thing. You can't find Tyrone Crawford's an 80. You got your first defensive tackle aside from David Irving. That's your next guy up. So you got Malik Collins at a 76, and I'm still looking for a defense. Dayton Jones at a 71.
Do they have Randy Gregory on there?
David Irving is missing. Randy Gregory, I think I did see him on here, actually. Let me see if I can find him. Hold on just one second. Here's live. Yeah, he's a 76.
Oh.
That, Colby, I feel like a broken record. Where every year we're talking about, what is this defensive line? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Well,
we know what we got in DeMarcus Lawrence, and he's hungry and trying to go get that big extension on his contract. But I don't know what they can do on the rest of that offensive line to be better, to take the pressure off that secondary.
You know what? Last year we were asking about the defensive line, and we actually thought that was going to be one of the most negative points on this team. And during the season last year, it wasn't. And it was because of the players they had and how Marinelli positioned them. I think it's going to be the same. You're not going to have that force up the middle that's going to help you stop the run, but that's when you really need Sean Lee out there.
Well, and Sean Lee is a huge key in that, but I think also when David Irving comes back, like, that's the reason this defense overperformed last year. That's the reason that we looked at the defensive line at the end of the season and said that was one of the strengths on our team. Because when David Irving and DeMarcus Lawrence were on the same side of the ball, offensive lines didn't know what to do about it.
Right.
He's gone for three games this year. When he comes back, if he's able to get his mind right again and do what he was doing last season, we're not going to be worried about this defensive line at the end of this season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.